His forehead creased. Of course you are. You may have a scar or two. You're wrong, I insisted. I am going to die. Really, Bella, he was anxious now. You'll be out of here in a few days. 2 weeks at most. I glared at him. I may not die now, but I'm going to die sometime. Every minute of the day I get closer. And I'm going to get old. He frowned as what I was saying sunk in, pressing his long fingers to his temples and closing his eyes. That's how it's supposed to happen, how it should happen, how it would have happened if I didn't exist, and I shouldn't exist. I snorted. He opened his eyes in surprise. That's stupid. That's like going to someone who's just won the lottery, taking their money and saying, look, let's just go back to how things should be. It's better that way. And I'm not buying it. I'm hardly a lottery prize, he growled. That's right. You're much better. He rolled his eyes and set his lips. Bella, we're not having this discussion anymore. I refuse to damn you to an eternity of night, and that's the end of it. If you think that's the end, and you don't know me very well, I warned him. You're not the only vampire I know. His eyes went black again. Alice wouldn't dare. And for a moment, he looked so frightening that I couldn't help but believe it. I couldn't imagine someone brave enough to cross him.